From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Turntables, cassette tape, reel-to-reel recorders, they all seem so antiquated now in this digital age. But until fairly recently, they were all must-haves in music recording studios. Well, now a South Florida DJ is working to preserve the art of analog studio recording. It's an effort that's landed him among the 75 finalists for the 2014 Night Arts Challenge. WLRN reporter Bernard Hacker has more.
Yeah, buddy, analog tape.
That's the sound of Andrew Yeomanson's MCI tape machine at his studio in North Miami. For the last few years, Yeomanson, also known as DJ LaSpam, has been recording bands around Miami.
Look at all these recordings that I have in this house. This is an archive of records. For me, it was natural to try to emulate these recordings that I like so much.
Yeomanson goes to recordings of Little Beaver and Clarence Reed. In an analog recording, a physical sound is transformed into an electrical signal through variations in air pressure and recorded to tape. Digital technology is more common now, and Yeomanson says digital recording sounds are different from analog. Here's the sound of an analog recording of Herbie Hancock's Maiden Voyage. And the digital recording by Zara McFarlane. It's not easy to hear the difference on the radio or online. But on good speakers, Yeomanson says, you can feel it.
Analog has a different texture than digital.
Yeomanson not only records bands at his studio, but transfers audio from all formats into digital. If he gets the Night Arts grant, he plans to upgrade his studio with more vintage equipment and do more analog to digital conversion. I'm Bernard Hacker in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.